downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
What's happening, man? Smash and Dash, we back at it again, man. Week in, week out. I with my boy Smash. What's been good? Which I've been seeing you've been on the road.
You smell me,
Vegas, everywhere, man. Yeah, what's happening,
bro? You know, nigga, been chilling. We had the Pro Bowl. It's been a crazy couple weeks. We had Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and an All Star game. I definitely was down there in Pro Bowl. Got to hang out with Pac, B. Marsh, and them. I actually got to meet the little homie Damar Hamlin, which is real cool. You know what I'm saying? I got to chop it up with him. We had talked about our heart, you know, our heart situations and whatnot. So that it was pretty cool, man. You know, when we used to get done, if you wasn't in the Super Bowl or, you know, in them things, we couldn't wait for this part of the year, you know what I'm saying? The Pro Bowl / All-Star game and shit. So it's been pretty cool. I see you was down at the Super Bowl and shit. So what's up with you, twin? What you been on?
Man, just chilling, man. Working. Just, you know, getting it in off season, as they may say.
Yes,
gonna be a long off season. Football season just ended, so we gotta wait a whole another year until more football. But I kind of been enjoying the XFL. Those games just started or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty cool, man. Shout out to my boy Tony Carter, defense coordinator for the Orlando XFL team. Yeah,
TC, man.
Yeah.
I see my dog Josh Gordon out there too. I hope my dog makes a comeback, man. Let my dog Josh eat, man.
Yeah, he's cold. He's cold. He's cold last game or whatever. Yeah, but it's been pretty cool, pretty interesting. I like how they got the, you want to go for two, you want to go 2-point conversion, 3-point conversion, different things. And then it's crazy because the onside kick is they give you a 4th and 15 play. If you convert the 15 yards, then you get the ball back instead of doing the onside kick. So, man, it's interesting just sit there and watch that game, man. And the crazy thing about it, like when you sit there and watching and stuff, like I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL end up, you know, doing some of the stuff they do. Because, like, come on, man, we talking about we doing the onside kick. And you want to put it on the legs of a kicker kicking it, and y'all going to smash trying to get the ball. I like the 4th and 15 ideal or whatever like that, but you know, that's for another.
It's even you saying that though. No, that's tight that you said that because I watched the XFL too, and it's like even the replay system. Like, bro, they have all the cameras on the sideline. They're showing you the exact footing and all that. We ain't got to wait for the ref on the sideline to do no call. Dude in the booth's like, nah, he didn't catch it. It's simple as that. We ain't got to keep doing all the rewinds. So hopefully, I mean, shout out to The Rock too because he bought the – that's what Dwayne – you know, Dwayne Johnson, he had a – that's your cousin, I feel like. He had bought it.
let me in then.
You feel me?
Let me in.
He bought it. And I mean, it looks good. He was a former player. He probably didn't play on the level we played on, but he definitely gets it, man. So it's good to see the XFL out there rocking like that and just giving these players another shot because I know seeing, you know, people like, what's the dude, PJ Walker, the quarterback from Charlotte, he was in the XFL. He got another shot. I think the quarterback from the Commanders, if I'm not mistaken, he was in the XFL as well and got another shot, the Winky Kid or something. So Tyler or something like that. But nah, man. Hey, listen, if y'all in the XFL, take that shit serious because you never know. The NFL can come calling again for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy that you say that. I'm going to piggyback off that. We said the XFL is starting up now. And then, you know, NFL, we're in our offseason. You know, free agency tags and stuff like that. So when we're coming up on the pre-draft and combine type of stuff, and this season for them is going to be kind of like their pre-draft and their combine or whatever like that. But I just wonder, like, if you had any interesting pre-draft or pre-combine stories.
A pre-draft or pre-combine story. I mean, well, bro, I went down to Bradenton. It's crazy because I was at IMG, the new IMG, where everybody's going to school now for, you know, the football and stuff. When I first went down there, it was just like a tennis and like a soccer school. You know what I mean? So it was a big like high school kids and even a baseball school. So when I went down there, I had met a dude named Dexter McClexter. I'm Dexter McClexter. bro, I can't believe I just said that. I don't know why I had Dexter McClexter, but Dexter Fowler, man, my bad. Dexter, did he play for the Titans?
Yeah,
the little running back, buddy. Yeah, Dexter Fowler, man, my bad.
Yeah, they got rid of me and run him from a replacement, man. Crazy, man. They don't sound the most craziest man ever. Man.
Boy, the Titans got to be out there rapping ass. All right, bro, it ain't funny. Oh, my God. Hey, man, no disrespect. But nah, I ain't really got no stories right now, man. I gotta go back. I got a quick one because I had some other stuff. But one thing I do remember is when I was coming out, bro. You go on your little when you go through the combine, you go on your trips and stuff. So the teams are like usually schedule your trip and you go out to see some people. I remember I went to Dallas. And I was going into Dallas, and Big Tuna was the coach, man, Big Bill Parcells. And I remember I walked in there, bro, and he's like, oh, what's up, Lindell White? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, you know, like, I'm thinking he about to be cool or whatnot. And he's like, man, why would I draft you? And I'm like, damn. What does he mean? He's like, from the scouting report, you know, they say you're not that fast. You don't do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just running down the scout report. He's like, give me a reason why I should draft you. And then we walk in the weight room, bro, and I'll never forget this, bro. Dang, man. Rest in peace. Marion Barber, bro. He was in there squatting, I think, young, if I'm lying to fly, that man probably had like 450, 500 on that rack, man.
Right.
And Big Tuna like, yeah, man, if you're not ready to do this, boy, in my head, the only thing I was thinking about 2K was, yeah, I got to get the hell away from Dallas because this ain't going to be the place for me. Ain't no way in hell I'm squatting 500 pounds. There ain't no way in hell, bro. That's all I could think about, bro. I'm in that meeting, like, looking at Bill Parcells, like, yeah, Dallas ain't the place for me then, champ, because I ain't squatting with that nigga squatting. Ain't no way in hell. I'm cool. I don't want to do that dumbass shit.
Well, I already know, boy. I know you're like, this ain't for me, boy. 500,
bruh. Like, and you know, Marion was a dog, was
he? Yeah, he was a dog,
he was a beast, man. So it made sense. And then they had to do Julius come right after Jones, and they were some weight room warriors, bruh. So, right. Yeah, I knew at that point in time, I was like, that probably ain't the spot for me. So it's crazy that me and Jeff Fisher became, you know, because he's one of them dudes that ain't really tripping on the weight room, and that's you know. Probably was perfect for me at the time.
Yeah. It's crazy. I would have wanted that pressure. I was like, come on with it. I ain't putting five on my back, but come on, man. Let's rock out.
Yeah.
See, I have got a story. It was the pre-draft one, the same ones. Like, so, you know, in the combine, I know you ain't work out in that, but I'm pretty sure you was there for the meetings and the doctor visits and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm lying now. Like, them doctor visits were sometimes 4, 5, 6 hours. Like,
oh no, you in the trenches with them.
Trenches, and then like you were at your different stations, all the different team doctors, like doing the same stuff.
Yeah, poking and pressing you. You right.
Poking and pressing. So I had that my sophomore year. My sophomore year. At the end of my sophomore year, I ended up getting hit like on the top of my head. So I ended up I cracked the vertebrae, like C5, C6 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm getting screws in that. So I played my junior year, I played my senior year. Went to all these doctor visits. Everything came good, whatever. Everything came back good.
Yeah,
or whatever, no complications, no problems. I've been playing with this, everything got screws in there, still look good to this day. So, I go to all these different I think I had 16 visits after the combine. Damn. So, I go to all these different visits. Go to this one particular visit, I go to Pittsburgh. I go to Pittsburgh, so we're going out, meeting all the coaches, they liking me, this and that, whatever. But I'm just vibing, know what I'm saying? So at this time in my head, like, shoot, you know, I don't know no better, whatever. I'm thinking, I'm like, man, they got Fast Willie Parker. They got I forgot who the other guy. Did they have no Bettis when Bettis was gone? He was leaving. I think he left for something, whatever, whatever. They had Fast Willie Parker, so I didn't even think they was taking a running back.
Yeah.
Especially, and even if they was, I didn't think they was gonna take a running back of my size because they got Willie Parker.
Yeah, for Fast Willie.
They got Fast Willie. So we going up without Bama, going through the video, everything going good. Go to lunch, come back. We watching film. Coming up, the running back coach, he like, yeah, I think they want to send you for an MRI. What? Bro, I done been at the combine. I done did, 7 hours worth of MRIs and all this stuff. And it's like, and then on top of that, like, I'm claustrophobic at the time. Ooh. So I'm still claustrophobic. But so I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, man, I already did all that. But I'm like, man, let me call my agent, this and that, whatever. But
yeah.
I mean, like, man, what's going on, this and that, whatever. Whoop. He like, man, you already done did that. You already did all that stuff. So like, they like, okay, cool, whatever, whatever. And I guess it was because the MRIs didn't actually come from their doctors.
Exactly. Yeah, they right? gone. Yeah.
So you have your certain – so if people don't know, at the combine, you have every team have their station of doctors there. So 9 times out of 10, these doctors probably not going to evaluate you if – they're not interested.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure before the combine, before I ran what I ran, they probably weren't interested.
Exactly.
So now they interested. Yeah. So now they interested or whatever. I go to the training room, they do all the stuff, and then but I still got my MRIs and my files or whatever. So I guess it went from their doctor. So they wanted to see it again. So like instead of just sitting down, going through everything, talking to me about it, this and that, or whatever, like that. You know, claustrophobic and stuff like that or whatever. Man, Coach Mike T came in. So after run back, talked to him, he like, all right, cool, whatever. We finished watching film. So he leave. He like, yo, Coach Mike T want to talk to you. So shoot, I go to Mike T office, whatever. And I'm just telling him like, man, I'm claustrophobic. I done did all the MRIs already. I done did this. Man, that man stood up and was like, man, all right, that's cool. We can't do business with you. Like T said, we can't do business. I'm like, damn, for real, like that.
2K, no, he didn't.
Yeah, like that. Got me up out of the first quarter.
Hey, man, nice to meet you. But yeah, we're going to go on a different way. Who they got? Rashard A. Mendenhall?
Yeah, they got Mendenhall.
Yeah, well, listen, Mike T, you a cold coach, but that was one mistake. I guarantee you wish you could have rewound
it. Right. It was wild, but you know, I ain't doing no tripping. God works in mysterious ways. I went a pick. It ain't like he was picking at 5. Yeah. He picked at 23. I went 24. Right but after you, that.
It's so crazy, though, 2K. Like you say, because, bro, they have no idea. Like, boy, them that combine, walking around there, it's like bro, it's crazy. I can see why, you know, some people be referring to it as like back in the days and stuff because you literally standing there, you know, they – height, weight, you know, your wingspan, you know what I mean, poking at you. Oh, what this come from? Why you have this or doing that? It's just crazy, man.
Right. And I just feel like on the end, like, it was something to sit down and talk about. If they would have been like, man, bro, we really need this or whatever like that, shoot, we can sedate you, we can put you to sleep. Because when I first found out about my injury, like, I tried to take the MRI, I couldn't take it. So at ECU, they put me to sleep. Yeah. And then took the MRIs. Know what I'm saying? So it was a better way to go about it. But, man, the point is with it. I'm glad it happened how it happened. But, know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, bro, let's talk about these coaches, man. Because there's a guy that I know, EB. Shout out. He just went to the Commanders. Right. I got a question, though. I want to ask you, like, why are we not seeing guys like Eric Bieniemy? What's the core quarterback's name from – he just got fired, I think, because I guess
they had David – not David, I'm tripping.
Leftwich, there you go.
Leftwich, Brian Leftwich.
Yeah.
Brian Leftwich.
Why are we not seeing guys like this, like where they have success? It's funny to me because we see other coaches that, you know, i.e. the you got stuff like the Eagles or these other coaches, when they have success for the season, right, somebody on their team usually gets some type of head coaching gig.
Right.
How come when you have an African-American coach like Eric Bieniemy, that's what? This is his third Super Bowl in what, like 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
He coaches guys like Patty, Yes, he's under Big Reed, Andy Reed, Big Red. But why are we not seeing guys like him be like, he should be one of them names that's instantly up for a head coaching job just because of the what he's done with the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, you look at teams like the Shanahans and their tree, and I'm not taking shots. I'm just being honest. Like the Mike McDaniels, the Shanahans, the McVays. Bro, when you have a decent season, they're up instantly for some type of head coaching job. They become the youngest head coaches in the league. But when you have guys that's having success in their, you know, a little tanner, for some reason, it's not the same when it comes to hiring head coaches. I think even Skip Bayless says something about it.
Yeah, I can't see in this situation. It's two ways to look at it, right? Like, and I kind of take Shady's side a little bit on this because, yes, I would love to see more black head coaches, especially get opportunities. And I think when you name some of those coaches that you name, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say, for example, where does he start off with? Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan's under his father, but like, I think when they came back, it was at Washington. This is like, but this is how they all got their jobs, bro, from that Washington Redskins team.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, okay, you might look at Shanahan, right? Mm-hmm. He the old coordinator. He's probably calling them games. He's probably putting the plays in. He's probably, when you know, when them offensive meetings come up, like, he's the one going over the film, correcting, doing all this stuff, right?
Yeah, so, but that's what they're saying. They said Andy Reid has been stopped that, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. And I'm just going off of it by experience. Yeah. When I was in Arizona, we had Bruce Arians and Brian Leftwich. Brian Leftwich was the offensive coordinator, right? Bruce Arians called the plays. Bruce Arians ran the offensive meeting, did all the corrections, right? When you go to KC, Airbnb, I feel like it's the same situation. Andy Reid calling the plays.
Right.
Andy Reid is making the corrections. And, like, at the end of the day, sometimes you put in positions where, like, that's just your position. Like, we saying you the offense coordinator. We know Andy trying to get my boy a job.
Right.
This and that. But if you're not the one, and other people around the league know this, so you got to think, well, I bring you in for an interview. Like, okay, explain me this situation. No, everybody know Andy Reid calling them plays. So yeah. What have he done? What have he done for you to be like, okay, he deserved to be this head coach?
I mean,
he's an offensive mastermind?
Because I don't know. Well, listen,
would you leave? So you mean to tell me Kansas City Chiefs wasn't willing to match the offer that the Commanders gave him? If we're gonna still be an offensive coordinator,
yeah, I don't.
No,
listen,
you're not gonna be. Only reason why you leave and go be a same offensive coordinator because you finally gonna get a chance to be an offensive coordinator.
I don't know that.
You didn't level up,
bruh. I don't know that. Listen, all I know is for the last however many years there, a dude like Andy Reid has been saying, "Hey, give the guy a shot. He's good enough to coach."
It. Of course, I would say that.
I get what
that's
you're saying.
My guy, I'm trying to get a job.
Okay, so look, what I'm saying, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying, I hear what you're saying, but Josh McDaniels, same type of guy, Patriots. He just because he has Tom Brady, he wins.
Right.
Yes, he might be calling plays, but we know that before that, he was in Denver, Colorado as a Broncos coach. They said he fucking stunk it up. But right, because he's with Tom Brady, all of a sudden, hey, or because he's a white coach coaching Tom Brady, it's like, right. Here.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
What I'm saying is I don't give a damn if you under Andy Reid, which they say is probably the greatest coach, one of the greatest coaches of all time. You're in the NFL, and he's giving you the fucking if he's going to giving you the green light, I don't have to understand how the rest of the NFL ain't seeing that. If one of the greatest coaches is saying, yes, he can do it, it shouldn't be, oh, he might not be calling plays. Who gives a damn if he calling plays or not? If you're the head coach, when you become the head coach, you ain't calling plays. Jeff Fisher never called a play in his life. shit.
No, he didn't. But what
that's right. You hired him when you become a head coach, bro. You hire people around you that can make the great play.
Right now, you're making a point with that one. You're making a point.
So I'm saying it shouldn't matter about if he can call head or call offensive players or not at this damn point. We're talking about a guy that you know that done been around. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes, Kelce. He's been around some of the most, you know. In today's game, we're talking about the greatest players in the game, and he has been able to year after year show that his consistency. Yeah, I don't care if
you hiring you hiring.
I'm hiring him. I'm hiring Sean McVay, and he was a quarterback coach. He wasn't calling shit.
No, but what I'm saying is you're hiring, and it's like, would you rather hire whether it's offense or defense? Would you rather hire a mastermind as your head guy? Or a guy that's gonna come in and then like I'm gonna hire the other guy.
I'm trying to hire a guy that's going to just like when I was just on this I am at just recently. I want a manipulator. I want a nigga that's gonna get the best out of whoever he hires. That's what I want. I don't give a damn about the mastermind.
Is he offensive coach or a defensive coach?
He's a defensive mind, okay. but the thing about him is he's
Is EB? Are EB or Leftwich? Are they offensive mastermind?
They're probably going to be offensive minded. If you're under Bruce Arians, you're going to have some type of you're going to know something. If you're up under Andy Reid, you're going to be considered some type of mastermind.
Bro, you know the only game I ever seen Brian Leftwich call.
I don't know. No,
I'm asking you,
bro. I don't know.
A preseason game,
bro. What I'm telling you is, BA wasn't there last year. So whatever.
I'm with you. I'm all the way with you. I'm glad you brought me to that. Right. So you mean to tell me when BA is there?
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm getting hot because we know what it is. It ain't got shit to do with being coaching or not.
So, bro,
no,
forget all that, bro. Answer my question, bro. I ain't with none of that, bro. Listen, so I just want you to explain this to me and tell me how this go. You go from 1 year when BA is on the sideline calling the plays and you're his offense coordinator to like you go from a head coach candidate to then the very next year when BA go upstairs and the offense is yours basically because y'all bring in Ty Bowles, he a defensive guy. So basically the offense is yours. You calling these plays, you doing this, you doing that. Now you go from a head coach candidate to not even to being fired.
Because you're black. It's simple. In the NFL, it's simple.
I don't think so.
Well, Skip Bayless seems to know this. If you look at it,
that's because he says that means he's right.
You know how I know it's simple because we have to put in Rooney. We have to put in Rooney rules. You know it's that. Young, they have.
I don't see it. I don't see that as being a black and white issue.
Well, one thing I do know that is true is that when you're black, you're not going to get the same opportunity. So it doesn't matter.
So
you're
saying that's the only reason why he got fired?
I think the reason why that they're being shunned out of the NFL or not getting head because they're black. That's the only reason why. I guarantee you, if Eric Bieniemy was a white coach, he would already had a job somewhere. That's not even a question. You know that as well as I do. That's why they have.
I didn't
room.
Ask that. I have a different question, bro.
That's a different question. I don't want to go to that question. I'm answering it the way I want to. The same way they tell you how to answer questions. I'm not answering the way you want me to.
You answered another question,
bro. It's simple because they're
answering another question. I asked you one question. You answer another question.
I'm telling you, there's the reason why he's not getting a job looked at. I don't care if BA's up because he's black. If it was a different quarterback,
why did he get fired?
Because he's black. So that's why. Well, I don't see white coaches be getting. Why is okay? How come they ain't fired?
They got Kingsbury up out of there.
Why is Sean McVay not
getting up out of there?
Who? Sean, after 3 years of not doing stuff with a coach that you said if I get this number, that's thank you how they had that. This man was a glorified offensive coordinator. He said in an interview what he would do if he got a number one pick, and guess what they did? After he said that, oh, I would get Kyler Murray at the number one pick, they went and got this motherfucker because he was a coach for us. He wasn't even a coach for us at SC. He was an offensive coordinator for maybe 20 seconds. Then all of a sudden he gets a job at Arizona Cardinals. It shows you exactly. They bypassed everybody that probably had a better shot, and they gave a bum like Kingsbury a job, and it didn't prove anything. It's crazy. You got dudes like Eric Bieniemy that have been in this NFL, around this league for years, 20 plus years. If anybody deserves a shot, they do, just based on seniority and what they've been around and what they've been able to accomplish. I don't give a damn if you're calling the plays or not, because you're the head offensive coordinator on a team that goes to the Super Bowl every year. Yes, you should be consideration, and yes, you should get a job. Shit.
Yeah. I never say I don't think he should get a job. I'm just saying I'm thinking the logic and the reason behind it is these guys never carry the offense on their own.
I don't. Hey, Tom Brady had another fantastic year last year. Another statistical. Like, bro, I don't.
So why they fired? So you saying he got fired?
Bro, just like they're trying to fire Raheem Moore. Like, yeah, I mean, it's funny because for some reason that people always like, why didn't they fire McVay then? Why is Sean? He just went to the Super Bowl and won last year. He comes back and shits up the money. He didn't do nothing. But they ain't talking about him. Huh?
Quarterback and receiver was hurt.
I don't. Oh my God. Bro, I'm done. I don't even. Bro,
how are you done?
You sound crazy.
So their quarterback and receiver wasn't hurt.
That doesn't. I don't give a damn. This is the NFL. You expect that to happen. That happens. The one gonna go down. What you gonna do to adjust? That's what I'm trying to tell you. This stuff's crazy because certain coaches, oh, he's a mastermind with the offense. Mastermind my ass. And they brought sorry ass Baker Mayfield back in there. He still stunk it up, man. This is a dude that was still a number one drafted overall quarterback. So I want to hear that shit, man. These people crazy. The NFL, we do know this because we play. They give it to who they want to give it to. Jeff Fisher, my guy. I don't know how the hell he was a head coach for 20 years. He's the most losingest coach in the NFL history, but he still had a job. How is this possible? Like, some of this shit doesn't make sense to me. This man still be coaching in the XFL and NFL. He's the most losing coach in the history of football, but he still gets jobs. I don't get it.
Bro, so what you think? What's up with this quarterback carousel? You got Rodgers, you got Carr, then you
I'll tell you what we need to do. The Titans, we need to go get A-Rod. Yes, their car is cold, but ain't nobody like A-Rod out there. And if A-Rod want to get out, I heard he went on his darkness retreat. I don't know what the darkness retreat consists of. From what I understand, he be doing shrooms and all kind of shit. So he probably has an awakening. A-Rod, I don't know, man. I don't just see, like, again, Green Bay parting ways with him or letting him go that easy.
Yeah, I don't see that. That's why I say it's a better – people are saying a lot of different things, but I think we got a better chance at Carr because he's a free agent or whatever. But we'll see where it go. But, like, I want to get your take on the Lamar situation. Like,
Travis, again, that's what I'm saying. That's this is what just proves my point in how the NFL views us as athletes. I don't give a damn. As a black man in the NFL, it's proven. Like, you got people that – have been in the same class as Lamar that have already gotten upgrades or contract extensions, right? Mm-hmm. Lamar is one of the only quarterbacks in his class that already have won an MVP.
So do you think it would be a slap in the face if Jalen Hurts get paid before Lamar?
If Jalen Hurts, bro, slapping, that's not a slap in the face. That's a slap in the face, a kick in the nuts, and, bro, that man taking up somebody's girlfriend. That's disrespectful, bro. Ain't no way in hell an MVP of our league. And yes, I get it that you probably went to the Super Bowl. But, bro, we talking about somebody that's already proved that he was the most valuable player of our league, and he's still contract negotiating. It's ridiculous, dog. If I was him, I'm definitely going to hit the market and try to see what somebody out there else is going to give me, because I know the Jets is searching right now. The Saints is searching. There's the Buccaneers. There's organizations.
You know, it's so crazy. It's so hard for people to get to the open market these days. You got to go through two franchise tags just to get to the open market. It's crazy. That's the same thing what happened with I'm not gonna say, well, they actually offered Le'Veon a contract and he didn't like it. But what happened? He took one franchise and then he set out the other. It was something crazy. But you gotta sit through so many franchise tags before you able to hit the open market. So like they kind of be having you by the balls. Like it's hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm Lamar though, Lamar Jackson showed the world last year that without him on that Ravens team, that ball they said he couldn't pass the ball, but when the other quarterbacks in there, I didn't see a pass down the field. Like
it's crazy. I don't know if he done played on one franchise tag already. Was this past year?
This is still the back end of his deal. That's why they was trying to work something out.
Oh yeah, that was his fifth year option. So they still got 2 years they can tag him.
Listen, they're gonna be mad because he'll tag, and I guarantee he's gonna sit out. I know if Lamar Jackson's smart,
but that's what I'm saying. If they tag him and he sit out, I don't think it's some language.
But you ain't gonna want him. If Baltimore, if you tag a guy and he sits out, that's not the guy you're gonna want to be your.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna want him. They're gonna have to. He will force them to trade him.
They're gonna have to break some bread if they did.
That's gonna be interesting if they don't get that deal worked out. That's gonna be real interesting right there, man. That's gonna be crazy.
I wish Josh, send me some information on that because I gotta understand. Like, bro, that's crazy. I hear what you just saying. They talking about Jalen Hurts contract extension because said Lamar Jackson's negotiations backwards. How are we even in this conversation?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, if I'm Lamar Jackson, get out of there.
Hey, but Lamar, it's hard. That way, bro. If he was able to just get out of there like that, I feel like he would have been out of there. Yeah. Like, after this year, he would already be gone. Like,
But Harbaugh loves him. I know Harbaugh. That's what happens when you be having these people upstairs. Bruh, it's just amazing. How you re-up Kyler Murray before you re-up Lamar Jackson, dog?
Right, and what, Lamar was a year before him or 2 years?
He's a year before, if I'm not mistaken.
That's absolutely. I think he actually probably about 2 years. Lamar been playing for a while now. Kyler Murray read up after 3 years.
That's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying.
Lamar is five. This fifth year option. This year five.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, dog. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I definitely feel slighted. There is no other way than I feel disrespected by what the team has put me. And if I put a number out there and they don't reach it, then that's just what it's going to be. And anybody and everybody can talk about me, but that's how I would feel.
Right.
Like, there's no way you give Kyler Murray all that money and then that's ridiculous, dog. I'm lost by that. I can't believe it, man. I'm really
ridiculous.
That's amazing to me that he's still working on his rookie deal and he's already won the MVP.
Yeah. So we've been talking about ridiculous stuff. I don't know how much you want to tune into it or tap into it. And I'm just going off about things that I've heard, that I've seen in the media. I ain't going to sit here and say I know full details or full facts of this situation, but I've been hearing some things about Karl Malone, the great mailman. They say he impregnated a girl when she was 13. He was already in the league.
He was 20. So he said it was like 20 years old or something.
Yeah, he told the girl or the girl family that $800 a month was too much in child support. He wasn't going to pay that.
Listen, if Karl Malone did any of it, he's out of fucking
allegedly,
control.
Allegedly,
if he did that, he's still out of fucking control, man. He know damn well he's out of control. Like, I don't even want to speculate right now, Twin. I don't even want to dive into that. I can't because
you can dive in it because if we're talking about allegedly.
Okay, well, allegedly, yeah, Karl Malone's a piece of shit then. If that man got a 13-year-old girl pregnant and you was in the league, and even then, like, you talking about $800 ain't enough. Like, bruh, I know money back then was a little bit crazy, but, bro, the fact that you knew what you was doing at 20 and the fact that you did that, like, bruh, if that's true, he's selfish, bruh. I don't give a damn. Like, but
not even selfish, bro. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
bro.
No, you're out of control. That's what I'm saying.
You in the lead, bro. With a 13, but
I mean, but
what about the parents though, man? They say, I guess the parents kept it under wraps because they didn't want.
I mean, but then 2K, we got to get into all this, bro, because there's so many people. Look at, think about Hugh Hefner. This man was running the Playboy Mansion. He's 68 years, 90, 70 years old, got 18-year-old girls topless. So it's
but
like
at least they're legal at 18. But we're
yeah, Elvis, man. Elvis's chick was 14 years old too. He married a 14-year-old, bro. That's what I'm saying. There's some wild
stuff. I can't dive in.
I can't go all the way in it yet.
I don't care what nobody say, bro. I got a daughter, bro. 13 years old, boy. It's boy, we taking it though.
No, yeah, it's gonna happen. Like that's what I'm saying. There's no way around.
But like how, bro? It gives me chills because it's just like how
they say.
How's a grown man around your 13-year-old daughter like that? Like, when do they find the time?
Bruh. I wonder what's on your mental. Bruh, she in junior high, not even in high school yet. Like, what?
Yeah, bro, you in middle school. Like, where? Like, I know it wasn't phones and stuff back them days and stuff, but where is he picking up from school? Like, when are they creeping off? Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm going to know what honey at 13, bro.
Boy, me and you going to know honey love is ain't no way. But, bro, I don't know. That's because, bro, the 80s, the 60s, 70s, and 80s was a wild place. The stuff that we hear about, even, right. You know, some of our parents and our grandparents, and they tell you about them times, boy, it was a wild time.
Yeah, bro, and it's crazy that you say that because, like, we talk about Karl Malone, but you said Elvis, right?
Yes.
And you got R. Kelly with the Aaliyah. They say yes. He was real young.
Yes. They had nullified. They nullified the wedding or something like that. Yeah. Right. Bro, yeah. It's weird to me. It's very weird that I don't know. If any of this stuff is actually true, there's something like something absolutely has to be wrong with them, right? Let's
but
be realistic.
Yeah, it got to be. And then, brother, the crazy thing about it is, okay, we know it's true because of with the Karl Malone, because the son actually ended up making it to the league.
That's crazy.
You know the age barrier. And then they said once the son got older, whatever, I think.
Bro, shut up. Hey, no, TK, don't stop.
Once the son got old enough, I guess he reached out. And like they say, Karl was like, man, you grown now. I'm too old to be your daddy. Nah. Like,
Lord, it's not funny.
But Carl ended up playing 5 years in the league. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I gotta keep it real. Karl Malone if any of this is true, Karl Malone is a piece of dog shit. That man told that man, yeah, man, it's too old for me to be your daddy.
Right.
No, it ain't never like, too many old. Years. Like, it ain't never too late. Like, well, you know, I grew up without my father, so like being realistic in that situation, bro, you ain't never too old to be a father.
But
like,
just
bro.
Imagine yourself right now. No, it's not never too old to be a father. But just imagine yourself right now, deadly getting drafted, and then you find out how old your daddy is, and then you find out how old your mama was when she had you. You're gonna be looking at. I don't think. Be honestly, I probably wouldn't even reach out. I'm straight.
Yeah, I'll be looking at my dad wild. I'll be like, dog, you was wild anyway. Something was up with you.
Right.
You damn right, bro. You right, bro. Hey, listen, bro. Hey, y'all, 2K trying to bait Deli today. You good?
Bro, I ain't baiting. I'm just saying real talk, bro.
Nah, bro. Nah, Karl Malone need his ass whooped. Straight up. Somebody need to whoop Karl. Hey. What's the dude's name? His son named Bell. That's a good celebrity boxing match right there, boy. He should sign his daddy up and whoop his daddy ass in the boxing ring. Hey, 2K, if that was me and my father in that situation, I'm telling you, I'm calling my nigga Pac, and we're going to get us a new celebrity boxing match. I'm going to go beat me a man ass. Ain't no way in hell. But you know, Karl Malone used to wrestle and shit. He pretty strong, man. So be careful.
Man, listen, Karl about 60, 79, man. How old Karl is? He better see if he had to get to it.
Bro, the man told him, he said it's too late. Yeah, dog needed, bro, I can't wait till we get more information about that because, yeah.
Right. But that, a lot of stuff with that, people, yeah, the dude is the fault, stuff like that. But a lot of time, bro, you would be having to hold these parents accountable. Like,
Nah, you right, 2K.
Like, even if you were talking about some, okay, all right, this happened, I'm going to keep it on the routes. Dog, this man just told y'all like $800 a month. Like, not only is you ain't got this girl pregnant, she 13, and you talking about $800 is too much? Come on, bro. Hey, it's finna happen. They ain't press charges on dog or nothing. How you holding it? What are you benefiting out of that?
Bruh, clearly they thought Mel. I don't know what they thought. See, that's how you know. See, that's the people that have different motives. Like, you could tell, like, clearly the parents had a different motive or had some.
They
type
probably
of
had something to do with that, bro.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. There's no way around that. Like, you, because I, like you just said, bro, I don't have any kids, but bro, I got hella nieces and nephews, and you know, I look at yours the same way as mine, boy. Like you said, like, if somebody, something's gonna get set off. There's no way, there's not enough hush money, there's nothing for you to give me to where you, man, get my 13-year-old niece pregnant, but I'm beating some ass.
What's happening? Hey, what? That man, what are you talking about?
Hey, okay, so I had, dang, bro. I was about to ask you something, 2K. I forgot, bro. Man, it sucks, bro. Dang, I was just about to ask you something.
I was probably talking about these boogers.
You want to come out now? They know what them boogers be, bro. What, them foes? Just some foes? There's some threes or some four balls, man.
Hey, man. You
know. But there's some nipsies. There's some sixes, boy, together. I see what's going on there.
Six game.
Hey, so, bro, I forgot, dog. I ain't even going to keep trying to act like I remember, bro. That's it. I know it's gonna come to me later on. Damn, I forgot.
It's gonna come, you know. It probably this is enough for the next show, but man, you know, it's always good jumping on here with you, man.
Oh, yeah, I'll come home soon, man. Pull I definitely got to get home soon. I'll pull be up. There soon, man.
Pull up, Twinsky, man.
Yes, sir. It's always been real, bro. Love
it is.
Love.
Downtown, we live over the feeling when it's full time. I go lie.